Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Lawmakers are trying to increase funding for schools. Nine Democrats want to peg what's called the base student allocation to inflation. That allocation gives schools $5,680 for every student they have enrolled, and it's remained at the same level for the past 3 years. A funding bill just introduced would increase that amount to nearly $6,000 to account for inflation over the past 2 years, and it would permanently tie the allocation to the Consumer Price Index. Representative Harriet Drummond served on the Anchorage School Board before being elected to the legislature, and she describes the bill as a way of responding to recent staffing cuts in the district.
The school districts have been cutting for years. They've long since cut any fat, if there ever was any to begin with. They're now cutting certified staff.
House Majority Leader Lance Pruitt is skeptical of the bill's potential to get through the legislature. The Anchorage Republican is concerned that the bill would give future lawmakers less flexibility with the budget in times when less revenue is coming in. And he says that changes to the education funding formula would probably have more success if the Democratic minority took a bipartisan approach.
The bill that's out there is more of a political statement than truly addressing the issue. If there was really a desire to see this move forward and not just be an opportunity to talk to you guys, then you would probably see some majority members' names on there.
Pruitt says it's too early to tell whether there'll be any increases to education funding, but he thinks the governor's plan to keep the base student allocation at the same level is a good starting point. Estimates indicate that Alaska's prison population could reach capacity by the year 2016, even as a new prison is gearing up. Corrections Commissioner Joe Schmidt told lawmakers yesterday that his department is taking steps aimed at reducing recidivism. Schmidt says that if the state can take steps to stop repeat offenders, it should consider those. He says the state does not want to talk about building another prison any sooner than it has to. The department's goals include reducing the number of repeat offenders and ensuring that those who are incarcerated spend their time in custody productively. The department says the recently opened Goose Creek Prison, for example, has or will have substance abuse, education, job training, mental health, and parenting programs. An Anchorage lawmaker is asking for additional information about how a confessed serial killer got a razor before his jail cell suicide last month. Representative Max Gruenberg raised the issue of potentially getting a confidential briefing on the matter when Schmidt appeared before lawmakers yesterday. The State Department of Corrections has denied a public records request from the Associated Press that seeks to determine why Israel Keyes was able to have a razor in his cell. Keyes slit a wrist with the blade of a disposable razor that was embedded in a pencil. Two teenagers lost in a blizzard near Bethel have been rescued. State troopers say 18-year-old Philip Charlie and 16-year-old Sam Charlie were located yesterday morning. The two were taken to Bethel, where they've been treated at a hospital for frostbite and dehydration. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some cloudy skies for most of the day today, with some snow and occasional light freezing rain for most of the day. Accumulation of up to 1 inch of snow for today, with ice accumulations expected for today as well. High temperature about 35 degrees. Low tonight about 34, with some rain for tomorrow and some rain and snow for most of this weekend.